Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. Play now at supercoach.com.au.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
That might be the worst thing you've ever put together.
Put moron number two on the phone.
No, there's more.
There's more.
There's more.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour. Triple M. I feel good.
Of course you feel good. You're listening to us, and this is where the joy is, the fun, where the fun house.
Yep.
Andy Lee in. And we can't wait. Well, hey. When I say in, he's in Sydney.
Oh, we'll, so he's
we'll
not in.
We'll Zoom him. We need to talk 100 with him.
100?
Yes, because well, the show's going beautifully.
Good show too. Interesting.
Like that.
Jim.
And then we'll get the family involved.
Oh, yes, please.
With something that I'm going to have to drive, sadly.
Oh, fool's head at the gym.
When did you make an idiot of yourself?
Which you do a bit, actually.
Oh, I've done it recently. Badly, so too. Badly. So hello to you, Fat.
Hey, g'day, Jimmy boy. I tell you what, there's plenty going on around the world, isn't there, at the minute, Jim?
Yes.
Wow-wee. And not so good here in Melbourne, but we're all getting through it together.
Oh, don't say.
Because we're all together, Jim.
I never listen to him. Oh, Reginald Brownlee.
Yeah,
yeah, you're not we're with all, us at all.
We're all together right. In this, Jim. Hello, Rabsy.
Inside 50, ball spills.
Oh, no.
Here's Eddie Betts from his pocket. Eduardo, what's he going to do? Produce
yes!
Yes! Have a look at that. Eddie Betts from his favourite pocket under the old scoreboard. That was godlike from Eduardo. Brilliant stuff. 35 points, and it's all about it. Even Sydney Stack enjoyed it. Got over and gave him a cuddle.
That'd be one of his four goal of the years, I reckon.
Unbelievable.
And he retires, of course, Jim, on the weekend, plays his 350th game.
Being a superstar.
On and
superstar.
Off the, on and off the field,
yes,
by the way.
No doubt.
So well done to him. We love Eddie, of course. Some other retirements, Jim, because this is the season for retirements.
Lord, I've got something on a retirement too soon.
Righto.
Because someone's not happy with you.
Oh.
That's coming in a minute.
That could be. That's a long.
To do with a retirement.
That's a long list, Jim.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. A Jordan Murdoch. Jim, retired.
Yep.
Jack Homsch, retired.
Yep.
They're both at the Suns, Jim.
Right.
Zach Smith.
Yes.
Retired at the Suns. These are all
Big
the Suns.
Zach.
Yeah, Big Zach. David Asprey. Asprey.
Oh, no.
It's always been hard to say that.
No, it hasn't.
It has.
No,
three premierships at Richmond.
Who?
At David. Very good player.
Aspie. He's called him.
But do you remember we rang him? He's from a little country town called, what was it called, Jim? See if you remember your players.
No, it's out of Ararat.
Yes, that way.
Well, whatever. No, but I'm saying it's just the other side of Ararat.
Tattyoon. Yes.
He trod on a bloody stingray and then tried to drive his car to the hospital.
That's right.
And his leg bloody cramped up.
Yeah, that's
and he
right.
Couldn't, he couldn't brake.
But a good boy.
Very good boy.
Three premierships. Well done to you, David.
Aspie.
No, that's the Aspie.
What is it then?
Asprey.
Ash. You put an S in there like an A-ish.
Levi Casbolt hasn't been offered a contract at Carlton, Jim, so he might move on somewhere.
Yes.
Would someone pick him up? Like the Suns, a big forward to help out their younger forwards?
Maybe.
No?
I said maybe.
Well, no, I looked at old fool's head here. He's shaking his head like a... like. Something. Round 23, Jim.
Yes.
Huge round of footy. The top four sides play each other. How is that? That's unreal, isn't it?
Beautiful.
And then Essendon play Collingwood, traditional rivals.
Man, big there. Game big, for big, the Bomb Braves.
Exactly. And then 17th play 18th.
Oh.
Adelaide play North, Jim. Not that it can doesn't mean much, but anyway. Rising Star.
Right.
Who do you reckon that was?
No idea.
Our little man that come in here one day, the little red nut. Remember? He walked under the door. Jake Bowie.
Oh, yeah.
Little Jakey.
Yeah. He's good, too.
He's a good boy. He's done very well. Done to you. Well done, Jakey boy. What else we got here? Oh, the lizard. Nick Blakey. He's out for the year, Jim.
What's happened to him?
Well, he hurt his, not his shoulder.
Well, he doesn't have any.
Well, he looked like he dislocated it, but
he's
like he's hurt his.
He's a cricket bat. Lance Cairns used to use.
Exactly.
He's got no shoulders.
No, he's hurt his ankle or foot. He's out for the year.
Shame.
Looks like Josh Kennedy might miss this week too for Sydney.
Ooh.
So a couple of injuries there.
Right.
Speaking of injuries, Trent Cotchin, he's done for the year.
Right.
Hurt his knee last week. He's had a long, tough year, hasn't he, Trent, and the Tigers. So he's done. And look who might come back for Melbourne. They take on the Cats down at GMHBA Stadium now. Jack Viney.
Yes.
Tom McDonald and Stephen May all might come back into that side.
Some very nice players coming back.
Nice names.
Do you reckon Rabs Warren's ever been to Geelong?
No.
Then why do you say GMHBA like that?
GMHBA now.
Well, just, because he can't help himself. He's a fool's head.
Cricket, Jim. Oh, what about that? India, can you believe it, won by 151 runs, Jim.
Well, the Soap Dodgers cannot bat. I mean, this is the problem. No. Unless Joe Root makes all of their runs.
They are rooted.
The top three are as bad a top three as you've seen in international cricket for a long, long time.
Burns.
Not only are they horrible looking, but they can't bloody play. Like, it's just extraordinary. If you look at their first-class records, you can see why they're not playing well at Test level. No. They're bloody hopeless.
So surely,
but Root is world-class, but he needs some help.
Surely they've got a couple of openers there. They've got,
they got no one.
58 counties.
I know.
Surely they got a couple of openers there.
I mean, that is not even close to good enough. All out for 120.
Oh, but it was fantastic last night because Bumrah and Shami,
who are magnificent, by the way.
They put on 89 runs, Jim. And that was fantastic. And they got them.
Bang, bang, bang. Oh, yeah. Shami and Bumrah, they were three for zip.
I tell you what, it got a bit spiteful. Bumrah, Anderson. Because Anderson hit Bumrah in the helmet.
Right.
He had to go off and have a little concussion test.
Right.
Got spot. And then, of course, Coley, he just loves to agitate.
He does.
Wow.
Yes,
we got spiteful.
All right. So are we done with the news?
Oh, all right.
Because here's the thing.
What?
Retirements.
Yes.
Our man.
Who?
Been on this show a lot, Tommy Rockliffe.
Yes.
We're trying to get him to come on and talk to us about his great career, the next chapter, you know, family, all the rest of it.
Yeah.
So I rang him and I said, Rock, we need you to come on, mate. And he's been on how many times? 20 times?
Yep.
He's a regular on our show.
He is, a regular.
This is the message I got on my machine, on my phone. Have a listen.
Jim, got your message. Would love to come on. I'm not coming on until Bill apologises the torment he's caused me by calling me Pudding Guts and then retiring me 3 months before I got the opportunity to speak to the media. It's not on, mate, and I'm not coming on until he says sorry.
So, Bill, Rock ain't coming on until you apologise, and that's fair enough too.
Why do I have to apologise?
You're a lot fatter than him, so you can't call him fat. And secondly, I don't know how long ago it was, Rabs, but it was
June 10.
June 10, you finished him up.
That's why I do specials here at Triple M. I can read the play, Jim.
No, Bill.
I read the play there. He was done.
Bill.
What?
You need to apologise on air to the Rock.
Mm-hmm.
I beg your pardon?
Mm-hmm.
I can't hear you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he's had a stroke.
Yeah.
Right. I can't hear you.
I'm sorry. Jim.
I can't hear you.
I can't say it.
Oh, you need to, otherwise you're not coming on. He's out, man.
I'm sorry.
What is going on with fat?
Well, I don't think I have to apologise.
No, you do.
Because I read the play. I knew he was going to apologise. I knew he was going to retire at the end of the year. And he has got a pudding guts. Like Jarvo, 69, that walked out in the Indian bloody cricket shirt. So I can't. I'm sorry. And hopefully,
that's all he needed to say. I'm sorry. You just said it. That's all he needed to hear. You don't need to embellish, say any more. You said you're sorry.
All right.
Right. Andy Lee is zooming in next.
It's a rush hour. JB and Bill on Triple M. All thanks to southwealth.com.au.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Now, Jim, I've got the awkward of all awkwardness. Awkward with a capital A.
James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. We're joined by one of our favourites, Andy Lee.
Our next guest has a new show, and it's back tonight on Channel 9.
Okay, 100, who's an anti-vaxxer?
Who's on Team Harry and Megan?
Do you think the Olympics should have gone ahead?
Results are...
Ariana Titmus just disagrees with you a smidgen.
Here to talk about the 100, and probably not Carlton. Please welcome Andy Lee.
Of course, we had the superstar in a couple of weeks ago, but we didn't cross off the 100 because it hadn't gone to air yet.
That's right.
Now it has, and it's dominating. Welcome to you, Andy Lee.
Nice to see you both. How are you?
Good, Andy. Tell us about the 100, because I turned it on thinking this would be good because it's just come in, cricket over there in England, but it's not the 100.
No, not cricket related. Was it still good though, Bill?
Yeah, it was okay. I just took a while to get to know it. For those who haven't seen it, Andy, just tell them it's all about.
Too many numbers for you, I reckon, mate. The 100, basically, I've got 100 people live on Zoom that represent the cross-section of Australia, all age brackets, all regions, all demographics, and I can ask them anything and find out what Australia's thinking and feeling, and there's three comedy guests that they have to try and guess what Australia's feeling about a range of topics.
All right. An example of which,
yes.
How many Australians have been arrested? Ooh. I wasn't aware that you had been arrested.
Andy.
I'm in the percentage that have been arrested. I was involved in a pub fight where I landed zero blows,
yes.
copped around about 35, and then ended up in the back of a divvy van. I think the reason why the police picked me is because I was the only person that they weren't scared of. They just grabbed him.
What was the percentage of that, by the way?
What the percentage? Oh, 12% of Australians have been arrested. Yes, doesn't mean they've been charged, just means they've been arrested. But another one that comes up tonight, and you guys have a guess at this, how many Australians do you think have joined the Mile High Club?
Ooh. Well, if you're big, you got no chance.
So, have a listen to that.
Well, like, no, as in fat, Jim, like me.
I was going to say, hope that's what you meant.
Remember Sam on the footy show brought in a cubicle and tried to get in there and then do it?
Yep.
On live on air, and it was bloody hard. So I'd say only like 8%.
What is it?
15.
15.
15% have joined the Mile High Club.
Has the host?
Has the yes. Yeah, it's one of the driving reasons I keep fit, Bill, because I don't want to get big enough to take it out of my repertoire.
What about everyone's peed in the pool?
Never don't pee in it.
I couldn't believe that 63% of us pee in the pool. That came up last week.
Yeah. Oh, well, those Balinese bloody bars where you sit in the pool, what do you think happens?
All day. Exactly. Bloke, he's had 24 cans and he hadn't left the pool.
Yeah, no heating required for those pools. You know, we go, these heated, are they? No, not heating. So all that kind of stuff comes up. We tackle some other kind of more poignant questions. So people have, you know, are you pro-lockdown? Of course, that's huge for Melbourne over the last couple of days. And then we go some of the more frivolous questions as well.
Right. Jeez. What about who thought the Olympics should not have gone ahead? What was that? That'd be interesting because I reckon there's a few early days, but once it was on, we all loved it.
Yeah, we tackled this last week. 41% of Australians thought the Olympics shouldn't go ahead. That was polled just before the Olympics. Yeah. Mm. Obviously, that surprised me. But again, for Triple M fans, 19% of Australians don't care about sport.
What?
No.
At all.
That's not true.
No, Andy.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that hurtful?
Jeez.
That crushed me.
One in five.
Almost one in five. So basically, this is what the show is all about. We also bring out a celebrity. And we should get you to do this, Bill.
Yeah, you should.
We sit them in front of the 100.
Yes.
I don't introduce them. Oh. And I go, do you know who this is?
Oh, no.
And it's the most humbling experience it can be for anyone.
I wouldn't do that with Bill because outside of a very sort of Victorian market, no one's got a clue who he is.
Like Uncle Fester and all that. You imagine what had come up. Who was the celebrity last week and how'd it go?
Anthony Field. The Wiggle.
Oh.
But I said that he wasn't allowed to come out with his skivvy on. And so he came out with a jacket on. And then I said, okay, take your jacket off. Does that jog everyone's memory? And then suddenly 95% of Australia knew who the Anthony Wiggle was.
Jeez. Outstanding in his field, he is.
Oh, good, Bill.
Do you want me to write a few lines? Or?
Mate, I should have you as a comedy panelist.
What about that?
Now, how is Sydney up there, mate? How's it all going? I suppose
they keep announcing that there's more restrictions coming in, but nothing changed. I think They also said that Victoria, you know, New South Wales, they're going into lockdown. So I thought that happened 6 or 7 weeks ago. But it's a little lonely for me. I don't have Beck around, but I've kind of slipped back into the bachelor life pretty quickly, going to kind of bed whenever I want and watching a lot of 30 for 30s, to be honest.
SBS.
ESPN documentaries. So it's not all bad.
Speaking of which, 30 for 30 is a nice segue into sport, which is a nice segue into what's going on, please.
Carlton.
What is 95 points?
Excellent. Yeah, I had a work call in the last quarter, and I'm like, oh, we're kind of hanging in. At the start of the last quarter, and I came back from the zoo, and I couldn't believe it, 95 points. So, yeah, it's got to be one of the worst performances we've had for a very long time. I didn't bother going back and watching the last quarter, JB, and I thought I wouldn't put myself through that.
Here's a question for the 100. Yep. How shit are Carlton? 100%.
No, another 95-pointer, mate, I think.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it didn't kind of work out, particularly after we cracked in the first quarter. But I know those type of performances don't bode well when the coach discussion comes around. And, you know, I've been standing by tea, but I do remember flying to the Gold Coast, Brett Ratten's last game. Gold Coast were a lowly team at the time, and we just needed to win to make the eight. And we got done up there in the last game of the season, and that was the end of Brett Ratten back in the day. So he'd have that kind of feel about it.
There's a great meme doing the rounds at the minute.
Yep.
Remember your slogan back a few years ago? They know we're coming. Mm. Yes. And then at the bottom, don't suppose you've got an ETA on that, have you? What's up, Jim? Have a look at that. How good.
Whilst we're talking about great memes, my old man who doesn't normally wade into this area sent me a really good one too, speaking about you're in Sydney, of course, and we're here in Melbourne.
Yes.
This bloke, he goes by the name of former legend, but I've actually got no idea who he is, says, 450, this is from last week, a Sydney bloke, 415 cases today. Surely we can get to 500 and declare just before lunch and put Victoria back in.
Not bad.
It's a great one. You know what? I think that must be circling in the old man community because I got that one from my dad.
Yeah, well,
and I couldn't believe that he'd worked out how to use it.
That's exactly where I got it, my father, who's 80 or nearly.
Well, my old man's 73. He sent me pictures of, he goes, cleaning the gutters. And he sent me pictures of the gutters that were all full of leaves. And that's normally my role if I'm in the same state. And I'm not sure how you feel, Jim, but I was like, get the F off the roof.
Yes.
70, you're not allowed to go up a stepladder anymore at your age.
No.
But it turns out he did have someone professional around to do it who was just sharing the pics with me.
Oh,
so I was happy with that. But there's got to be an age where, you know, having a fall is a dangerous thing.
Yep.
And I think Bill's nearly getting there.
Well, I bounce up all right because you normally had a few frothies. I'd hate to have a fall if you weren't a drinker.
As we've been discussing off air, I've just tried to wrestle my bloody sons and I've come off very badly.
You have.
I tried to pole drive them and all I did, Andy, was ding myself to the point where I look like I've been in a car accident.
You do. Huge bruise.
I would have paid per view for this, Jim. I would have watched the.
I'm going to show you. It's a couple of days old. But
so he's fighting his two young sons, by the way, youngest ones.
16 and 14.
And they had the better of him. Look at this.
Oh, look at that.
My word. That is a good bruise, Jim.
And the shoulder. Look at that.
Oh, my gosh. Hamish and I jumped off a bridge in Bosnia that was 25 metres high, right?
Jesus, Bosnia.
And we hit the water at around about 80 k's an hour. Your bruise is worse than that.
I know. It's actually embarrassing. Have a look at it.
You look like Grimace from McDonald's.
That's it. And the two gloating little bastards too are swaggering around the house going, oh, I wonder who came off second best. So I'm never doing it again.
You've got to post that. That is incredible.
The 100, by the way, is on tonight, 8:40 p.m. on the Nine Network. It's doing magnificent business.
Yes,
we can't
wait
for Epps to keep flying in on that. And, of course, we'll see you
sometime.
2023.
Yeah, mate, look forward to it.
And good on you. Catch Hamish and Andy on the Listener app anytime, anywhere as well. It's the Rush Hour, JB and Bill, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You might find yourself in the radio reserves until you can present yourself in a fit state to broadcast.
For selfwealth.com.au, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill.
Talking about when you've made an idiot of yourself. We've got some callers to get to in a moment. I like this from Paulie, though, social media. I was at a sportsman's night listening to the great Bill Laurie, who was speaking about a young bloke who was playing his second test match for Australia.
I
yelled out, says Paul, he's a flash in the pan. Bill got angry and went on to talk about how good this bloke was going to be. The bloke's name was Shane Warne.
Oh, no. What about Helen, Jim? I saw a lady in a medical centre looking confused as I said, hello, who are you looking for? This would have been okay, except the lady was holding a guide dog.
Oh, no.
And was blind.
Oh, no. Listening to Bill's special comments Saturday afternoon.
That's good.
Made me into an idiot. Lost brain cells I can never get back.
Oh, Georgie?
Says Jimmy Christie. Yes.
Or when he crashed the customer's car through a few cars in the car yard when he was doing a service on it. That'd be good. Imagine that. The customer comes back for the car and he's
crashed it.
Mm.
Cam's
in. We're doing this topic because, of course, you told Andy Lee that you wrestled your sons.
No.
And you've got a big bruise.
Oh, I can't. I don't know how it happened.
They
try and take the old man on, and that's fine. But then the bloody two of them started coming hard at me. So I had to trim them both up fat. But in the process.
You didn't.
Jeez, I've dinged myself badly.
Big bruise.
Cam's in Geelong. Hello, Cam.
Hello, Cam.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Good.
What happened?
Have you made an idiot of yourself, Cam?
Oh, it even makes me embarrassed just saying it.
Come on, Cam. What happened, mate?
Well, I was at my local footy club.
Which is?
Which is St Mary's.
Oh, nice club rooms there. Wow. <Yeah. laughs>
And the seniors are having a chat in the rooms, and I'm in the toilet, and I'm stuck on the toilet with no toilet paper.
Oh, no.
What'd you do?
And I'm screaming, someone give me some toilet paper! And I'm whacking on the door and everything. And one of my mates is ringing. He's like, Cam, shut up. They're having a meeting. I said, come on, get me some toilet paper. And then little did I know, I've come out and I just see everyone's face. I'm like, what's everyone looking at me? And they go, Cam, they heard it all.
No.
Come on, Cam.
You're better than that.
Cam and St. Mary's, you're better than that. Come on.
Stay on the line. I like that. Yeah. Brad says, I was looking for my sonnies for about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Then they're on my head.
Doug Hawkins did that. He does it every day, I reckon. Where am I sonny? Oh, there they are.
Yep. I like it. Nafe in Moorabbin. Hello, Nafe.
Nafe.
G'day.
Where have you made an idiot of yourself, please?
I used to work at Bunnings, and my boss approached me one day and said, look, you've got to come in early tomorrow. I need you to help pull some timber orders.
Mm-hmm.
So that night I decided to go out, got really, really drunk, and then slept in the next day, and then I was late to work. And here's my boss the next day waiting the tray counter for me, and I walked up to him and he said, mate, grab your stuff, you got to go, you let us down. I said, well, mate, he goes, I rang you about 10 times this morning, mate. I said, I haven't had a missed call at all. And he goes, show us your phone. So I pulled out my phone and showed him, and it was my TV remote.
Oh, no. TV remote.
Put that in your pocket.
Yeah.
That's a fool's head, Nathan. Fair dinkum. And you're not there anymore.
No. I'll tell you what, I went back to work after that. He said, well, you're probably the only bloke that had his job saved by a TV remote.
Not bad.
I like that, Bill. Given that we've got the two prizes,
yes,
by the TP5 tailor-made golf balls and the grilled voucher, probably easy to work out which two callers are going to get it.
Well, probably Cam and Nate.
Oh, I reckon.
Yes, there you go,
but
Jim.
Who are you giving the preference to?
Well, is Cam there?
Yo.
Are you a golfer?
No. I can be if you want me to.
Well done. You've won the grilled voucher.
Grilled voucher. Magnificent coming your way, Cam.
Beautiful. Thanks, fellas.
Well done, mate. Good chatting to you. And Nafe.
Hope he's a golfer.
Nafe's a golfer.
Yeah.
All day long, Nafe. Yes, Jim.
Sorry, mate.
Are you a golfer?
No, wrong bloke.
Oh. A Nafe?
Yeah.
You love golf.
I'm going to ask you this question again. Are you a golfer?
Oh, I love golf.
Yes!
Well done.
Mate, TP5 golf balls coming your way, champion.
Well done.
Bloody beautiful.
A dozen, 12.
Oh, and good too.
Well done, Jim. No more fighting with the young
Bill,
boys.
Ever.
ever.
Ever again.
Or no more wine might be
no,
better.
No, that one's, that's okay.
You couldn't even remember it.
No.
Remember?
Hard word to say.
Hard word to say.
It's a Rush Hour, Triple M.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
On your home smart speaker.
Hey, Google.
And on your radio. This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bins Brownless.
Can I tell you in one sentence, Acker's a pain in the ass around the footy club, and once he wasn't going to help you enough on the field, you get him out of the joint.
Oh, lethal. No one like him in our caper.
Well, Duck, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But lethal, when he speaks, a lot of people will use like 30 words.
Yeah.
Lethal will use six and say it better.
So lethal with six words. Dermot?
he can use a few more.
Embellished.
Oh, I love it.
Unbelievable coach. Brian Gorgon, also an unbelievable coach. Good. And he's on the show tomorrow.
Yes.
Wow.
Can't wait to speak to him. Got us a bronze. First time ever.
He's up there with Bellamy, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Great coaches.
Magnificent.
Hey, Jim, I just want to send a shout-out, a cheerio, to a fellow publican from the Peacock Inn Hotel. It's in Northcote.
Yep.
And last weekend there was a dance party in High Street, Northcote, okay? Yes. And a lot of vision.
Well, I saw that.
Yeah, a lot of photos were of people in the street with the Peacock Inn Hotel in the background.
Yes.
So everyone assumed that that was open and people were buying beers and you know, and they were trading.
They were contributing to the dance party.
Now they weren't. They weren't at all. They haven't been open, the Peacock Hotel or the Peacock Inn Hotel, haven't been open since the 5th of August. And they have got in a bit of trouble, and also they've lost a lot of money.
Unfairly,
because people have cancelled bookings and parties and things like that. So all the best to the Peacock Inn Hotel there in Northcote. They had nothing to do with the dance party held in Northcote last weekend.
All right, well said.
Yes.
I like that. All right, Brian Gorgon tomorrow, hump day quiz maybe, because I don't know if you heard the quiz Saturday.
Good.
No.
I switched off when I heard it was coming on.
It was horrific.
The question.
Like, it was as bad. At one stage, Bill just stopped and the guy hung up.
Yeah.
No, the bloke, he's like answering question seven and he just hung up.
And the price is that good. It takes a lot for them to hang up.
He'd had enough of the quiz as a contestant and he hung up.
Well, Jim, to be honest, I'd have had enough of it. Seven was enough for me. I've got to have a chat to Will. He's producing, and some of his questions fair to Will. Yeah,
it's always someone else's fault.
Yeah, it is. Will or Jill?
Yeah, well, exactly. So that's tomorrow. But now, something humorous finishing us off.
Yes.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Jimmy boy, an old religious lady goes to the pet shop to buy a parrot.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is fine until she brings the parrot home, Jim, and it begins to swear.
Again, we're going with this one.
Did I tell this?
No, but you were talking about a swearing parrot yesterday.
Oh, yeah. No, this is different. This
right,
is an
different.
Old lady.
Right, an old lady brought
home. Yeah. And she brought it home, Jim, and it began to swear. F this and F that and F you. And finally, the old lady had enough, Jim.
Hmm.
So she got the parrot and shoved it in the freezer.
Oh, no.
Slams the door shut. Anyway, it's pounding on the door. It's squeaking. It's shouting. It's swearing. And then it all goes quiet.
Mm.
And the poor old lady goes, wowee, I might have done something. Might have hurt the poor old bird. So she opens up the freezer. The parrot walks out calmly and steps gently onto the lady's outstretched hand, Jim. Mm. The parrot looks in the lady's eyes and said, I am truly sorry if my language offended you, and it will not happen again. I am very, very sorry. And if I may ask, what did the chicken do?
Oh, no. Just a boring story about a parrot.
Well, Jim, the chicken
at a frozen
90
chicken.
Second story.
Yeah, that's
the
it.
Frozen chicken. He must have swore a lot or did something bad, Jim. That's not bad.
No, it's horrible.
I know you like it.
No,
I know you're trying to have a little smirk.
No.
Yeah.
Not a, no.
And Rabs, you wouldn't know what funny was.
What? Billy Brownless is the best.
Now let's go.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. You could win the holy grail of fantasy footy and 50k cash. Play now, supercoach.com.au.